In Brazil, a leftist presidential candidate has complained about what he sees as interference by international financial markets in Brazilian politics. Socialist Lula da Silva has a wide lead in the polls, and the markets have reacted negatively to the possibility of his becoming president. His supporters say international markets are holding Brazil's economy hostage to keep him from getting elected in October. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Rio de Janeiro.
The markets haven't been very kind to Brazil lately. American ratings agencies have downgraded the country's public debt, the currency has slid, and investors are selling off Brazilian stocks and bonds. Many Brazilians call this the Lula effect, after Lula da Silva. Lula's spokesman, André Singer, admits that the markets may be worried by the prospect of a leftist president, but he says that's only because Lula's political opponents have smeared him as an anti-capitalist boogeyman.
They are trying to say that if Lula wins the election, there will be a very severe crisis, and that is what we call economic terrorism.
Singer is referring to the anti-Lula political ads that obliquely warn Brazilian voters not to let their country go down the path of Argentina, which recently defaulted on its debts and has suffered an economic meltdown. Investors wonder whether a President Lula might also stop payments on Brazil's $300 billion-plus public debt. After all, his Workers' Party has traditionally called for a debt payment moratorium. But on Brazil's Globo TV network, Lula recently tried to assure viewers that his party had changed.
The Workers' Party has evolved to understand that contracts signed by Brazil with other countries have to be respected, just as we expect our contracts to be respected by them. It's a question of maturity.
Maturity is the core of Lula's message this year. The former factory worker and union leader has lost three presidential elections in a row. This time around, he's trimmed his graying beard, put on earth-tone suits, and adopted a soothing tone of voice for campaign spots such as this.
Outro dia, uma senhora me disse, Lula, eu tenho vontade.
One day, a lady told me, Lula, I want to vote for the Workers' Party, but I'm still a little scared to. And I don't even know why. And I told her, yes, I know.
Michael Gavin, an American markets analyst for UBS Warburg, says Lula will have to do more than change his image to put investors at ease.
Nobody is frightened that he is going to embark on a radical leftist campaign. Having said that, even things like his party's very, very strong and consistent support for increases in the minimum wage, which would frankly break the budget, worries investors.
Gavin rejects the idea that foreign investors are somehow vetoing Lula's candidacy. For one thing, he says most of the money fleeing Brazil belongs to Brazilian investors. And he says Brazilians have to accept the reality of market forces. Although Lula has pledged to avoid deficit spending, he hasn't backed off his historic promises such as the higher minimum wage. And at the moment, this stance seems to have reinforced his 20-point lead in the polls. Some Brazilian voters actually say they're more likely to vote for Lula because the international markets don't like him. Jorge dos Santos is one. This is just pressure on him to keep Lula from implementing his plan to govern this country in a more democratic manner for the people, Santos says. In recent months, there has been an upswing in anti-capitalist sentiment from voters around South America. If that mood spreads to Brazil, the market's dislike of Lula may turn out to be a blessing in disguise. Martin Costi, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.